We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Nafnan Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Inyan, Kol Mi She'ev Shalimchus La'an She'beis, L'Micha Nitvas La'an She'beisai, La'an She'irai Nitvas La'an She'irai, B'chol Ha'ilam Kulay Nitvas La'kol Ha'ilam Kulay, that someone who's not Meicha gets an Einish for the Averis that had done that he could have stopped. The Gemara says, Reb Zera told Reb Simon to be Mechiach, the Be'erish Galusa, and he said, they're not going to be Mekabal, and he says, even so you have to be Mechiach. So Taisus says, it's dafka if it's a suffix, if they're makabal or not. But if you know for sure they're not makabal, hanach le'mutiv she'ishegem liyam izidim. And he brings, because he brought a meraya, that even though they're not makabal, you have to mechiach them, because the Eibishter by the Navi Yecheskel said, that the Eibishter made a tov shel tchiyam, a tov to save the tzaddikim, but they ended up being killed because they weren't mecha. And we said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, but even if they wouldn't meicha, they wouldn't have been mekabel. He said, yeah, that you know, but they didn't know. So when there's a suffix, they have a chiv mecha. When the vade not mekabel, there's no chiv mecha. And he brings a raya. The Gemara says, in Deya, daf lamed, and later, daf kuf mem chesem ubeis, that mutiv shishayg vayim mezidim. Now, Taisus is mash mekla, even if they're amazed it's that way. Chayit resh kalusa, probably mezidim. And mefrat, he brings it from this Gemara, of Afagam Luchimar because of the case in Yecheskel, Nile Wazucha Mezidim. And the answer Mishayim, the whole like Taisus, the Smag talks about it, the Mitzvah and Aleph, and his Maskana is like Taisus, and who had been the Chinuch is Mashman that way, Mitzvah Reish Lamites. And even though the Nusach is Mutiv Shishayim Gemayim Mezidim, so Chari that shouldn't apply to Mezidim, the Teretz is the more you master them, the more Mezid they'll be. As there is a mashmaya to restrain him, even the ones that argue that Avadarev is such a concept that the pshat is, you just make it worse for them if they're not going to be makabal. So just like by a shaking, you say, if they're not going to be makabal, what's the point? You're just going to make it worse. So even by a mazid, also you're just going to make it worse. You're just going to make their avera bigger. So mele, you don't have to be mecha. The Maseres Hashas, which tells through the Teis of Basra, Daf Samach HaMebeis, and Teis of Adizar, Daf Dalim Aleph, he seems to be saying the same thing, that the whole din of Mecha is only when there's a possibility that they could be Mekabal. If they're definitely not going to be Mekabal, there's no din Mecha of Bechal. But there are Rishenim that say Kla not that way. The Ridva here, and the Ridva in Makis, very stark, and Daf Chav, says that it's only by Shegig, by Mezid, you don't say mutter shishayg the mezidim. The mezidim already. So mele, then you have to be meicha. And that's what the smack comes out. That before is a smag, mitzvah yud aleph, the smack, mitzvah kuf yud bay, he says, klar, he paskins that way, lemaisa. Now you don't say mutter shishayg the mezidim if the mezidim already. And the reim, mitzvah reishchav gimel, he's also clear, he says, afa bisha te marba unshay, shechot de basra, im bekach klum, vazena melatel rosha vayamis. So you have a machlaikis, Taisus, and the smag, and the chinuch say that the whole din techach is dafka when there's a possibility he'll be makabel. If there's no possibility makabel, there's no din techach. The ridva, and the smag, and the ureim, they hold that even if that's dafka by a shegig, by a mezid, even if there's no possibility be makabel, there's still a mitzvah techach. Now there's another shtickle in the Gemara in Beya. The Gemara in Beya, daf lamed amud beis, which says that the Nashim that don't keep Taisus Yom Kippurim, the Idat Shech HaShecha, we're not Meicha because Mutav Shech HaShecha Yom Mezidim. So the Rishonim there say, the Rajba and the Rosh and the Ran and the Meiri, they all bring down the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter says there's a difference between Dover Mefurish B'Teira and Dover Sheinim Mefurish B'Teira. Now by Dover Mefurish B'Teira, you're Mechuyif to be Meicha, even if they're not going to listen. By Dover Sheinim Mefurish B'Teira, you're not mechuyev to be meich if they're not going to listen. So I first thought that that was another sheet of pshara between the two sheetas. Taisus and the smag and the chinuch hold you never mechuyev to be meich if they're not going to listen. The smack and the yireim and the ridva hold you always mechuyev to be meich. And these rishenim, the rosh, the rajba, the ran, and the meiri, they all b'shem, the Bala Itta holds a difference. It's a chelik. If it's mefurish b'tayr, then you are mechuyiv. If it's not mefurish b'tayr, then not mechuyiv. And there are more paskins this way in Simon Tafresh Chesiv Beis, Lagabe, Taisus Yom Kippurim. He says, "Who would then behold va'isa mina mudah shishegim v'zidim v'dafke she'ena mefurish b'teirim, av v'shudu reisa, av mefurish b'teirim meichem b'yodam." Now this din of mudah shishegim is only when you know they're not going to listen, as they state in the Mishnah Berurah Klart. And he's still saying, by mefurish b'teirim, you don't have that din. But the Mishnah Berurah there, Sifkat and Vav, puts both sheetahs together. He says, the reason why mefurish b'teirim, the mechayiv to meicha, is because you don't consider them a shegig. As long as mefurish b'teirim, they're not a shegig. They should know it. They do know it. They're being ma'alamayim. That's not called a shegig. If it's ain't a mefurish b'teirim, they're a serious shegig. They're a real shegig. A real shegig, if they're not going to listen, you say, mutiv shi shegig ayu mezidim. But mefurish b'teirim is not a real shegig. So Mela, in such a case, you have to be meicha. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. It's all one shita. So Kuntais, if that's true, so Rav Rishenim, and also the Psak Halacha and the Ramah, is like, not like Taisus, is like the Rishenim, that there's a chilek by a shegig, you're not meicha. You say mutiv shi shegig. By a mezid, you're meicha, even if they're not going to listen. And who within the davim first, but Torah has it din like a mezid. Now all this is only when you vadei shlo yikablu. When you suffic in Makabu, so then you have to be meicha no matter what, even by shegig. And according to everyone, there's no machlekes b'chlal. But when it's vadei shlo yikablu, shitas taisis and the smag and the chinuch is that you don't have to be meicha, and you're better off not being meicha because you're just going to make it worse. And shitas, besides the smack and the ireim and the ridvam, that say kloy not that way, also the shitas in Beya, the davim first, but you don't say it, it's also the same shita in the psak of the Ramah that you do have to be meicha. Aye, what about Taisus' raya? And Taisus brings the raya because the only reason why these tzaddikim were nenesh was because it was only goli v'yidua lefnei the evishta v'nak go do it to him. So the shishanim say already, the smack and others, that's the pshat, that they wouldn't be nitvas alavainam. It wouldn't be such a big chait that they'll be nitvas alavainam if it was goli v'yidua, they wouldn't be makabal. But there's still a chiv. Nitvas alavainam is only when there's a suffix of them makabal, even if it's only a suffix to the person and a suffix to Hashem. But a chiv you can have, even if it's vada, they won't be makabal. So a few artists, the Bialacha, the Antafer Eshchah says that that's only someone who next has a chait ba'akroi. Someone's perker ol gamri like a mechal shamis of hesio or eichel nevelus lahachis, his yatsi mechal mesecher is no din laichichai altogether. And he says, l'inyan eichel nevelus the te'avain a mechal shamis is shloi befesi yesh la'ayim v'davar. Interesting. He brings a ton of the velio that says, hecheich dechechs mesecha, a mesecha shu aivechav shu imcha b'tari v'mitzvus. He's him yimachiyach. L'roshi shu senecha et achai v'chichai say. The Michas Chinuch says even that halacha is dafka when he's vadei not going to be mekabel. If there's a suffix of being mekabel, say ander abba, you'll make a mechicha. He also brings a brick of Yosef that clears to say that even the ones that hold the davim first day have to be mecha. That's only when you deinu tkifa on the oivim to be mecha becheskes yad. But if we can't be perish them, there's no chiyav to mechiach them. And that misses that bala itta that they bring. That the Rishenim and Beya bring is mashman that way. Because he says, the Davim first retire, Mechinen van Shinen ad the Parshi. You mecha and you manage them until they stop. So that's taka mashman like the Beka Yosef. But the Bialacha says that the other Rishenim, the smack, and the others are mashman, has nothing to do with that. You have to be mecha even if you can't be perish that. Ken zain is a machalikis Rishenim. And Ken zain, it's a shail in the lum, this why you have to be mecha. If the pshat, you have to be meich in order to stop them. So it's only if you could stop them. If you can't stop them, so no chiv to be meich, even if they're amazed, even if it's a davar mefurish b'teira. But shaking, if you have to be meich, the smack and the yireim and the dvar stam it to meich al schil Hashem. You have to be meich just to show that you don't like it. The teira is just hefke. That's why you have to be meich. So even if you bechal can't stop them. But at least once, you have to be meicha just to show you're not maskim. And that could be the chiluk sheig and mezid. Sheig and shein. They don't know. And after you're meicha, they're not doing anything. They don't know what's wrong. If I could convince them not to do it, to stop them. But if they're a sheigig, So I'm not going to get them any better anyway. And it's down to me, Meicha, because of the Chilul Hashem, because of the Mezayin HaTeira, they're singing. Hashem HaTeiv Yichaper. Hashem means it, even if I can't stop them, after Meicha, it's the Chilul Hashem. But I'm bothered if you learn, like the Birkei Yosef says, like the Lashon of the Itter, that by amazing Mechina Vanchina and Parshi, that by amazing the Pshat and the Mecha is, because you could stop them, or a day being Ma'anish them, to make a knas and einish on anyone who does it, you're able to stop them. So why wouldn't you do that by shaking also? If I say it's by shaking, you won't do it. If it's a day with kifa, so let's be meicha by shaking also. Come at a big chiddush, I think. That the pshat is that mecha to change the person, to stop the person, is only if the person himself is going to stop. For you to stop mecheskes yan, you don't have the regular din mecha. Just by mezid, mefurish b'teira, aschil Hashem, so then you have to stop in the cheskes yan. But visa shaking, so if you could convince him to stop himself, avadi after mechia. If you can't convince him, the shalas to go against him, cheskes yan, so then you say, mudish shaking, ayyu mezidim, even though you could stop him, until you stop him, he'll be amazed. You're not mechuyiv, it's not the right thing to do. That's the sugya. Now, that's in Gemara that brought this pasuk in Yecheskel about the Tav, that they put a Tav on the Mitzchus and Ashim and Nachim and Nachim and Ta'evis and Nasis B'Seich on the Tzadikim. A Tav shall Dioi, shall Yishtah Malchei Chavolam. And then the Midas Adim was Mekachik and says, why? Manishtana Eilu Ve'elu. So the Gemara says, Ha'ol Tzadikim Gemurim, Ha'ol Hashem Gemurim. So the Midas Adim says, was Yesh B'yad Amichav Lo'im Nachum. So Eibish said, Golav Yidul Lefanai, that if it was Meichel Eichal Mehem, so the Midas Adin said back, and Lefanav Techa Goli, Lefanami Goli, so Nela, Eibish changed it, and the Malchich Avala killed the Tzadikim. So I saw a Gevaldi Gestik in the Mertzchias. Because the Chaya, what's the Pshat, if they weren't Meicha, what's the Pshat they were Tzadikim Gemurim? They were even on the Seyev Mecha. That's the first kasha. And the second kasha is, why did Eivish change? What's happened if Taka, they weren't Meicha, so they weren't Zeicha to get the Tav Shatchia. So why did it change? Why did Hashem originally put it, and then the Midas Adim was Mekatrik? He says a very big pshat like this. He says, why weren't they Meicha Taka? They were Tzadikim, Tzadikim Gemurim, why weren't they Meicha? The Teretz says, they were skid. They were skid. Very hard to start up with the Rishon. They're very dangerous. They were scared to be Meicha. So first he says, Geshmak, what's the pshat? The Midas Adin says, Manish Tanu Elu Meilu. He says, Akasha, Manish Tanu Elu Meilu. And we want the Midas Adin to understand, Halolot Tzadikim Gemurim, Halolot Shom Gemurim. And the Teret says, because the Gemara says, came in the Nidna, Rishus L'mashkos, Einim Afkam in Chatzadik L'Rasha. When you have a Rishus to your Mashkos, Einim Afkam in Chatzadik L'Rasha. So Meilu Manishtanu Elu Meilu. He's not Mafkim in Tzadik L'Rosha. None of us then. So why'd they get the Tav Shatchia? Because by Tzadik Gomer, they are Mafkim. Tzadik Gomer, they are Mafkim. The Malachival are Mafkim in Tzadik L'Rosha. He doesn't bring it. It's really Mefurish and Avay Dezer and Avdala, this shtickle. And the Gemara says, that Rav Avinu said, Chalul Lecha, Ha'aseis Kedav Rezeh, L'Homitz Tzadik in Rosha, Ay, it says, V'chrati Mech Tzadik V'Rosha. Which that's the din of Kemish Nidin Rishus Lamashka saying Amavka Metzadik L'Rosha. So the Gemara says it's only by Tzadik She'ina Gomer. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You find it by Tzadik Gomer also, like you find over here. That Mikdash Mikdash Techelu, Al Tikru Mikdash El Mikudash Ay, El Bram Shekim is Terem Aleph Atof. So the Gemara says, since they will be Yad Lim Chosimich, we'll have look at Tzadikim She'inim Gomerim. So that's the Pshat. The Midas Adin said, Manishtanu Elam Elam, I don't recognize the difference because Kevin's in Rishus Lamashkus and Amavkim in Tzadik L'Rosha. The Teretz says the Eivish told them back, no, that's Tzadik and Gemurim. So that the Midas Adin says, no, but they could have been Meicha. They could have been Meicha, they're not Tzadik and Gemurim. But he says, Gevaldik. He says, I they were scared to be Meicha. He says, but the Gemara says, Brachas Davav in the days, that Dinalabi Mizgara was shown by Elam Azet, even Mile Shemayim, it can't be Mizgara. And the Gemara says, that's Dafka by Tzadik She'ena Gomer. By tzaddik gomer, he could be misgara. Tzaddik she'ena gomer, tzaddik mimenu b'leya. Tzaddik gomer ain't b'leya. So Batson, they have an excuse not to be meicha. They were scared. Navas, but now they needed to be a tzaddik gomer in order not to get there. They have to be a tzaddik gomer. So that's tiny to mean it's a dim imanavsha. If you're tiny there, it's time to come, then they would have to be meicha. Azai, you don't have to be meicha. They're not skinned. But by it's time to come, you don't say that. It's time to come, or could be misgar v'sham by lamazeh. Akapanu v'mili d'shmaya. Ah, so since it's a deacon gemurim, then there's a tiny hoyle mimchais, and that's what changed the din, that they should get destroyed. That's the mitzkiyas' pshat. Another interesting nekuda is the Rambam in Perek Yud from Milchus Yisaydi Aterim Halacha Dalid. He says a Gemaldegi Yisayd. He says if a Navi says that something very bad is going to happen and the Yidin do tshuva, so Mamela the Eibishto will cancel the decree even though the Navi said it. But it could happen just like Yeshaya came to Chizkiyo and said you're going to die. It's a Nevuah. And he didn't, because he did tshuva. Or Yoina came to Nineveh instead of Bina Peches. They did tshuva. But Zakhtar Amam, if he says a good thing is going to happen, and it doesn't come, then we know he's a Navi Sheker. Because otherwise there'll be no test, there'll be no way to prove anyone's a Navi Sheker. He could always say that Hashem changed the decree. So a good thing, the pshat is, Uzecha come. He brings the whole pshat in Yirmiyahu and Navi. He told Hananya ben Azur, Yirmiyahu said that they're going to get destroyed. Hananya said that the Kelim are going to come back. So he told them, if you're going to be right, you're still not proven that you're the Navi Emes. And I'm the Navi Sheker, because that can happen. But if I'm right, that's going to prove it. Hazayi Rambam is also Mayrach about it in Pirish Mishnayis. In the Akdama to Pirish Mishnayis, he's Mayrach about this Yisayit. So in all the Tvusim, till the Shamsi Frankel Tfus, and all the Tfusim, at least in the middle, it's written like this. So in the Madura Shamsi Frankel, they said, this was started from the Tfus Raimi, very early Tfus, and from there, all the Tfusim from the Tfus Raimi has it. In the Tfus Svarad, it's not there. And besides the one ksavyat, it's not in the kisvayat. Except sometimes it's in the margin of the kisvayat. This comment that the Rambam says that we don't find the Eibush to change the Taiva only one time, and by his Rishon when he promised that Tzaddikim will die, and then he was chayzer. The Tzaddikim will be saved, I mean, and then he was chayzer. V'zeh mefurish mesech the Shabbos. So this line, v'zeh mefurish mesech the Shabbos, is definitely not a line that the Rambam ever uses in the Sefer Yad. But some of the Tfusim Taka don't have those words, because that might have been a gillion. But the whole thing, like we said, it's not in the Kisvei Yad. The whole thing is Tumua B'Yeser. Before everything, that the Rambam should say that V'davazei Yibachin HaNavi, because the Eibishter will never be Chayza for Nevuah L'Teiva, and only one time he did. Okay, if he did it one time, so he lost the Bechina. And the Rambam doesn't see any teretz for this kasha. Also, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, when he's marchev on the Yisayin, he doesn't bring this bechlal. But Emerson, if the Rambam wrote it, it's Goa Shrei Rambam. L'chayis hadnish kein shum verte. The Yisayin the Rambam saying is, if a Navi says a Nevuah, and says, kach v'kach toiv will happen, and then, for whatever reason, something changes, and for every reason, the Taiv is not supposed to happen anymore. The Eibishter will make it happen anyway. Because, and of all the Taivas, you say, B'davazei Yibachan HaNavi. But here, the Navi was never Maftiach anything. This is all one Nevuah. The Navi said that the Eibishter told, the Navi is saying a vision that he had, a Mar Nevuah. And he's saying, the Eibishter told the Malach, put a Tav on the Tzaddikim. And then the Eibishter tells the Malach, Chavala, go out and destroy. And then the Eibishter says, the Malach HaKavala should destroy the Tzaddikim with Dashe Techeilum. And the Mar explains what he means, is that originally there was a Tav there to save them, but the Midas then was Mekatrik that they weren't Mecha. So now the Eibishter changed it. Now what's the chat? The Eibishter changed. The Eibishter knows already. And the Eibishter works in this way, and like there's a Bezin Shamala, there's Maiminim, there's Masmilim. there's a whole discussion. And to bring it out to Lasabris Eisen, to bring it out for us, Keilu, that Be'etzim, they were supposed to be saved, and the Eibishter already instructed to make a Tov, that they should all be saved. And then there was a Kitrug, and the Kitrug came, and the Eibishter had to mask him to the Kitrug, and they ended up getting destroyed, to show you how chomer the thing of Avinu Melech is. But the Navi never said in a Nevuah that they're going to be saved. He never even received a Nevuah that they're going to be saved. It was all one Nevuah. The Eibishter Shemayim paskin that they'll be saved, and then there was a Kitrug, and then he paskin Kilu Kaviyachol that they should be destroyed. As they find such a thing, the Rikia come Achusa the Ara. But however you want to understand that Hashkafavise, but it has no Shaykhis to the Rambam Yisaitim when a Navi says something, and then for some reason, let's say it was Garam Achait, or maybe other reasons why, like the Eibishter took away the Malchus from Shaul and gave it to David. Now if Shaul did tshuva, David would still have the Malchus because it's already Nevula Teiva for him. Ukadema, or like the Gemara in Brachas said, the Eibishter said, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael, make Moshe and I'm Gadol. So even though he's not going to destroy Klal Yisrael, so it's not Negeya. But once he said he's going to make him Am Gadol, do it. But that's if Shadis is already a Nevuah of Vekach Vekach. Now something changed. So Nevula Teiva doesn't change. But here it wasn't a Nevuah, it was a Psak. It was a Psak Kain that it should be that way, and the Midas Adim was Mekatrik, and the Psak had changed. It had no Shaykhus to this thing that a Nevuah L'Teiva was Avazei Yibach and Anavi. L'Chayr, that makes more sense that it wasn't from the Rambam. Because anyway, L'Chayr, why would the Rambam write this Kasha and his Yusayin and not say it adds to it? And like, you know, agree to it, but one time it did happen. Okay, so it's a Kasha and the whole Yusayin. Chay, that's the pshat that Rambam never wrote it. One more nekuda. Amar brings about the tav. If it's tacha in schosavis, the schosavis shevachmanis, or tamas schosavis, that the schosavis is gone. And Taisus brings two pshatim because how could you say the schosavis was gone? The Gemara brings different places when it was gone. Was it gone then, or was it gone b'mehesheya, or b'mechazol, or me'elio? Each one bringing a pasuk. And Taiz is bothered, how could the Skosavis be gone? We always daven for the Skosavis. The Taiz is two mahalchim, and Benitam says that the Skosavis is gone, but the Brisavis stays. And Skaita is Brisi Yakli, even after the Golis. So we're not masking the Skosavis, we're masking the Brisavis. And Meli says an interesting pshat in the Gemara, when Shmuel said, Bimechazol, because it said, Vayichan Hashem Oisam, Vayirachmen, Vayifin Alein Laman Brisa, Sivram Yitzhak Vyakov Ove Ashkisam, Vayishichim Al Panav. He did it Laman Brisa because there's no more Schusavis. He needed the Brisavis. But Rashi learns that's the same thing. Rashi learns it's because it says An Atta, till now. Till now, but from now on, there won't be any Bris of Avram Yitzhak and Yankov to save them. The Gilyan Hashas points out, the Yishalmi says, call like Rashi. But the Reis says a different thing. The Reis says it's a chilik. That a schus avos should work for a shoim, that expired. But you work for tzaddikim, that goes on. And that's why we're zeichel the schus avos, it should work for us. We ma'ayu the schus, it should work for us if we deserve it. But it's not a free ticket anymore, it won't work for a shoim. The Chayeshik Shleim in the back brings our zuh that says karl lezeh. Tzenuchas tefillah simen kovav, he brings b'shem his Rebbe. That it doesn't work by itself, you need tefillah to ma'ayu it. That's why we can say the mispel for the skosavis. It doesn't work by itself. You need tefillah tumayir. Till this time, it worked by itself. Afterwards, you need tefillah tumayir. The Chayy Rashi says it mafurish because when it said that in Elio, it got already tama. Ayayim yivada. So he said, so why by Chazol it says, Laman brisi is Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So Rashi says, V'aydei rachm huskalam b'mei Chazol. It's because of tefillah. So that's also the Chayyar and the Pshav. It's the Chayyar that is B'si Yaakov that you say about the Techacha, which is after the Churban, that there still be a Schiris Bris, the feet of Yishreinim and Ar Mechalting the Bris and the Schus. You could say it works for Tzadikim. You could say also it works like Day Tefillah. Like Day Tefillah, and Klal Yisrael's Mispal, but Schus to Oveis, that would always work. That never goes away. That's the third Pshat in the Gemara.